It's time for Rhema for Today.
If I couldn't believe and didn't believe that Jesus healed today, I wouldn't dare believe that he saved anybody. Wouldn't have any ground to base my faith on. Because he would be a changeable Christ. Thank God he's not a changeable Christ. He's an unchanging Christ in a changing world. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Say it with me this time.
Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday,
today, and forever. Say it again.
Jesus Christ the same.
One more time.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week we went into the Rhema archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
We are using, if you want to turn in your Bible, for a general text, or golden text perhaps, for this series of lesson, Hebrews 13:8. And then you can open your Bibles to Mark 5. Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ the same. Hallelujah. Is he the same Jesus today as he was yesterday? Some of us believe he is. The text said, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, as far as I know, every church believes that Jesus was the Savior yesterday and he's still the Savior today. But not all of them believe that he's a healer today. They believe he healed yesterday, but not today. If he did heal yesterday and he doesn't heal today, then that's one lie we've found in the Bible. If there's one lie in the Bible, then the whole Bible's a lie. Then there is no God. The Lord Jesus Christ is a fake and a fraud. There is no church and nobody saved. There is no heaven, there is no hell. What an empty bubble life is, and how dark and hopeless is the grave. But thank God the Bible is true. And there is no lie in it. And there is a God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And he is the same. He's the same. I don't know about you. And I'm not going to pass judgment on you, but I know about me. If I couldn't believe and didn't believe that Jesus healed today, I wouldn't dare believe that he saved anybody. Wouldn't have any ground to base my faith on. Because he would be a changeable Christ. Thank God he's not a changeable Christ. He's an unchanging Christ in a changing world. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Say it with me this time.
Jesus Christ the
same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Say it again.
Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
One more time.
Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Well, if he's the same Jesus today as he was yesterday, then he's healing people today just like he did yesterday. The only difference is that he was there in the flesh healing people by the Spirit. He's here in spirit healing people by the Spirit. And if he's the same Jesus today as he was then he'll heal people now, today, just like he did then. He'll have the same answer for people now as he did then. What worked for those people then will work for you today. So let's read this story. In the 5th chapter of Mark's Gospel, we'll start with the 25th verse about the woman with the issue of blood. We are going through the 4 Gospels, reading and studying in this series of lessons the account of the individual healings under the ministry of Jesus, or the personal testimonies of healing under the ministry of Jesus. The very first one we've already looked at was the nobleman's son. That's mentioned in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. There were some interesting facts that I had never noticed before as we analyzed that. And that is that this is called a miracle. It said this second miracle Christ wrought in Cana of Galilee. The first miracle was in the second chapter of John's Gospel, where he turned the water into wine. So this is a miracle of healing. And yet it's a little different than what our idea has been of a miracle of healing. Even it was not an instant healing. This person wasn't made whole like you snapped your finger. As you read the account, it said he began to amend from that hour. He began to amend and then just got all right. Praise God. And yet the Bible calls that a miracle. It said this second miracle Christ wrought. Well, anything the Lord does is a miracle. Praise the Lord. And then second was Peter's mother-in-law. And then we discussed the healing of the multitude in the 8th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And then the leper. And then the paralytic, or the man who had palsy, bedfast, and was born by four into the presence of Jesus. And then we discussed the lame man at Bethesda. And then the man with a withered hand. And then the woman with the spirit of infirmity. Then the centurion's servant. And then the Gadarene demoniac. And then we are talking now about the woman who touched his garment. And so we read from the 25th verse of Mark's Gospel, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue, or as the margin reads, that power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Shall we bow in a moment of prayer? Our Father, we are so grateful, so thankful for the privilege that we have to come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in such a service as this. We thank you for thy holy written word. We thank you for thy Holy Spirit, whom thou hast sent to be our teacher and guide. We trust him today to give us utterance as we speak. We trust him today to anoint the individual who sits here, that each mind shall be open, each ear shall be listening, each heart shall be receptive unto thy holy word, that each one of us will not just be hearers of the word only, but be doers thereof. For it is doing the word of God, acting upon it, that brings the results that we desire. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for everything that's wrought among us. For we ask it in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are a number of things about this healing that we've already looked at. But I wanted to focus in on some particular points. You'll notice here, particularly in that 34th verse, and he, Jesus, said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now you'll find out of the 19 individual cases of healing that's mentioned in the New Testament that the faith of the individual is mentioned 12 times out of the 19. They were healed on their own faith. So that means then that it's safe to say, because these are the ones that the Spirit of God saw fit to be recorded. There were many, many more, of course. But these are the ones, and God had a reason in recording these. So we can see the lay of the land, so to speak. And so it's easy to say then, it's safe to say then, that biblically speaking, the majority of the individuals that were healed under the ministry of Jesus was healed on their own faith or by their own faith. Faith is important. It is necessary. Now, in the other seven cases, though it may not specify, see, it specifies here, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Or the two blind men, where he said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Or the centurion who came on the behalf of his servant that we studied about, where Jesus said, I've not found so great faith. See, he specifies his faith. I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And others that we will be mentioning. These, you see, he specifies. And 12 out of the 19, the faith is especially spoken of or specified. But then the other seven, it is inferred in the other seven cases. So let's notice the faith of this woman. I think it's very interesting. Let's read the 28th and 34th verse together. Put those two verses together and you can see something about her faith, or you can see her faith. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy plague. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And he, Jesus, said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now it's obvious then that what she said was her faith speaking.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our parents are on the road. In fact, they're going to be in Champaign, Illinois, starting Sunday night, August 17th. They're going to be at Midwest Believers Church. That's Pastor Trent and Rhonda Cloyne. And if you want to, they'll be there Sunday through Tuesday. If you want to find more information about that, if you go to rhema.org/LFC. And then they're going to be in Newark, Ohio, More Life Church. That's Pastor Josh and Angie Pennington. And that's August 20th through the 22nd. That's Wednesday through Friday. Like I said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find more information about their Living Faith conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.